Welcome back to Project Independence and You here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I am Rebecca Miller, your host. Co-host is David Linden.
Howdy.
David. And the radio show producer extraordinaire.
Oh, well, thank you.
Christina Liu. But you know what? You know what? This is our first show we've had since it's become spring.
That's right.
So happy springtime.
I like that.
As we're wrapped in multiple layers
of
clothing.
And we're all a little sneezy, though, so we have, like, multiple things going on.
Yes.
But it is officially spring, which is exciting.
Yeah, we have a lot going on in the town.
Absolutely. So and what's actually wonderful about the show is that, you know, a lot of organizations out there have realized, and they want me to always give their announcements, which I have loved doing. So I got an email, actually, saying that the Royal Crown Players from Roslyn High School, which is my old high school, is doing the play of Bye Bye Birdie. And they're for seniors on the Thursday, March 30th, it's free. So, you know, there's a minimal cost for the other days because there's a Thursday, there's a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday show. Adults are usually $12, but on Thursday, it is free for seniors at 3:30 p.m. So if you're in the area, it's really fun. They put on a great thing. I mean, I haven't been there in a while, mm-hmm. but the Royal Crown Players always gave a great little presentation,
bye,
so it's a fun
bye,
thing for you.
Bye.
There you go. And Beck will,
I will keep my day job. Don't worry.
But that's definitely something to check out. And coming up on May 31st, the Viscardi Center is going to be having its annual Vision, Speech, and Hearing Awareness Day, which is filled with amazing presenters. We've had a bunch of them on the radio program, actually. But it's a free program. There's tons of hands-on demonstrations, and there is free breakfast and lunch, which we definitely would like
that
to stress on that. But it's really great because there's a lot of different assistive technologies out there that you might not be aware about.
Right.
So it's and those free hearing assessments will also be given. And it's just great if, you know, you are a person that needs these things, or if you're actually, you know, caring for someone that also might need to be involved in this. So check that out, May 31st, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., free program.
And how do they find out about that?
You can call, you can obviously call 311 and we can give you the information, or you can register at 516-465-1632. Once again, that's 516-465-1632.
Okay. There's so more?
There is a certainly.
Wow.
That's what I said. You know, North Hempstead, you can't really be bored in North Hempstead. It's really what this segment should probably be called.
If you're home, you really should ask yourself, why am I home?
So we don't want to hear anyone say they're bored and have nothing to do, because especially considering that majority of these programs are free programs
right.
as well. But another great one that we always talk about is these afternoon teas that go on at the Landmark on Main Street, and that's in Port Washington. They're on Wednesdays from at 2 p.m., and they also have light refreshments, and it's a free program. So coming up on April 5th is Stan Wiest, Piano Music and Storytelling, which should be an interesting. Mm-hmm. There'll be beautiful songs involving all kinds of classical jazz, and then it's mixed with little humorous anecdotes, too, which should be very interesting.
Oh, nice.
And then on April 12th, there's a movie presentation from Italy with Love. Will be presented there. And it's great, too, because after they show these things, you actually have a discussion as well. So I know that it's a great program and people love it. And light refreshments are served.
Yeah, it's always a good thing.
And tomorrow, the Alzheimer's Association, this should be a wonderful program, free legal and financial planning conference from 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. This is at the Plainview Holiday Inn in Plainview. It is an amazing program. There's going to be speakers discussing advanced directives, Medicaid, asset protection, how to access services at home, nursing care, tax information, guardianship. I mean, it's quite endless, the stuff that will go on. And what's great is that there's free on-site respite care.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Will be provided there. So, you know, if you're caring for someone.
And they still have openings?
There's still,
for tomorrow,
yes, there's still some openings left. So you can call 1-800-272-3900. I encourage people, if you're able to go to this, because you certainly can get a whole wealth of information
and
at
meet
this
people,
conference.
Similar stuff going on.
You know, we had Martha Cohen on before, and this is another hot off the presses thing. In addition to her World in Motion program that's been going well, is this PI Players.
Yes.
Which I cannot wait to see this get off the ground, because it's going to be an opportunity for those who want to be involved in arts and drama, improv, music, dance movement, poetry performance. And you get to really reminisce and share, you know, your life experiences in this great program. So that starts in September. So this fall that will begin. But we really want people to know that, you know, if you're going to join this group, you really need to commit to the group, because they want to really gain, you know, a whole repertoire together. So that
sounds like fun. I mean,
it sounds like a really fun program.
Really good.
And I cannot wait
time.
To actually. It gives me something to look forward to.
Yeah. And different from what we've done. So it's really.
Well, that's
like
what I think, you know, is important at Project Independence, you know, that we have the ability to really have a whole wide range of topics, you know, whether it's more of the medical health chat thing, you know, or the social or the arts. You know, I think it's fun that we're getting into this whole arts thing. You know, we have these coloring courses we do at Roslyn Community Center. So those, you know, it's really fun to kind of have all these pieces, which really makes you age in place, you know, and your quality of life better. So that is something to check out. And we just want to also remind people how wonderful WCWP is.
Oh, excellent.
To us in hosting this space for us. And we have a really great partnership going. But we want to also remind people that, you know, the university does support the radio show, but they do rely heavily on sponsorships you know, just anything helps. So if you're out there and you want to donate to this radio station, you know, you please call. And you can call 299-2683 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Or you can check the website, too.
Really important to, you know, support WCWP.
Yeah, a local station. Absolutely.
A local station at a local college on Long Island.
Absolutely. So all that is good.
So there's
stuff.
A lot of stuff going on. So much of this information can be found on our website. You can call 311 and just ask what's going on. A lot of our stuff is kind of a multi-sessions anyway. So you're going to something, it's 8 or 10 sessions or ongoing. And everyone who, you know, you're 60 or over, you live in North Hempstead, you are welcome to come to any of these. Just call 311, because a lot of times it's tight in there, you know. And we have our staff at Project Independence, you know, everybody at DOSA, Department of Services for the Aging, which works out to be a nice acronym, right? Mm-hmm. DOSA,
yes.
We can remember that. Mm-hmm. And, the, you know, also known as Project Independence, and we started out as Project Independence. David, did you know last year we had 28,000 SRs, calls coming in to the town specifically for some kind of action with Project Independence, whether it was to reserve a taxi ride or to sign up for a one of these great programs, or it was to talk with a community nurse or a community social worker to sign up for a fitness class. So 28,000 SRs.
I guess we're doing something right.
Okay. So, and we have in DOSA, we've got the famous producer Christina Liu, who is busy every second that she is at her desk. There is no downtime when you're dealing with that many SRs. We have Shari Baton, who is the mobility manager. I'm going in order of where I see they're sitting.
I know, so I saw her traveling through.
I'm going to Christina, then to Shari.
Traveling through our cubicle.
You know,
there.
We have Shari, and I mean, she has taken
the
on this
agent
role
of North Hempstead. Right?
You can't even imagine. I mean, you call Shari. And if you need transportation and we don't provide it for what your needs are, she will find it for you. And believe me, she will.
And those are actually some of my favorite calls, because I sit, you know, next to Shari and I'll hear her talking. And, you know, it's just the determination that Shari has in finding the perfect, cheapest route for that senior.
She's a source of information.
Yeah, she's wonderful. And she's learned a lot. I mean, she's so talented and amazing with the seniors and patient. And, you know, a lot of times you're on the phone and let's face it, it's hard to hear. Yeah. So sometimes she's got to be loud. Sometimes she's got to be quiet. She's wonderful. And she does presentations. And then, you know, Nancy Mizrahi, who Martha had mentioned, who facilitates all the advisory boards. And I mean, it's a lot of work involved. You know, there's registration, there's permitting, there's finding speakers, There's, you know, contacting every single member, making sure they're coming, making accommodations. You know, we're so busy. And of course, we have Emily, who runs fitness, and Denise, who does a lot of administrative stuff. We now have Gia, who's part of the team, and she's, you know, helps with all the programs, sending out letters. I mean, there's just so much stuff that she does, the details, you know. And of course, Paula, who is the other deputy commissioner, and she is a geriatric social worker for over 30 years, maybe now, and she is the one who actually receives all of the SRs. So some requiring immediate action. Everyone requiring an action.
And it's just overseeing all those social workers and nurses that are, you know, out in the field, you know, is really.
So she is more the, you know, human service deputy.
Yeah, well, and
deputy.
Then they have, don't forget yourself, my dear.
And then there's me, little old me.
Who does tons of, I mean, Rebecca and myself tend to be involved in all kinds of random programs.
Yeah.
We find ourselves in. But, you know, you're in the administrative, you know, taking care of all those things. The grants, I mean, the reporting, the claims, it's endless, you know.
We're
so that's
busy.
That's why there's two important deputies in our department.
Right, and, you know, Kimberly is the commissioner, and she's got two departments, and Jimmy, the accountant, and then we have our, we have staff at the Great Neck Social Center, Shanaz and Lily, right. We've got Dolores Holiday in Port Washington, Jenny in Westbury. Am I forgetting
and
anybody?
And kudos to all that. And at the end of the day, it's still an extremely small department that received 28,000 service requests.
Yeah.
So kudos to everyone out there that
it's
really
so, and
is
thank you so
this.
Much for our guests and David and Christina and Martha and Ellie and of course Sam, our engineer, and Dan Cox, the director, and Janine Solero, our administrator, and it's just been a great show. And next week, same time.
Same place.
Same place.
And enjoy your birthday festivities.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.